This is Bob Williamson, Fight the Good Fight. One of my goals last year was to divest myself of any business interests that might detract me from the vision given to me 3 years ago by God to lead the Jesus Alliance to unify the body of believers under the mighty name of Jesus on a worldwide basis in order to pool our vast resources to combat evil and bring about revival and global awakening. I decided to sell Honey Lake Resort and its adjacent land in order to become financially more liquid and to make my time flexible enough to travel extensively in order to meet with folks from all over the world who are vital to accomplishing that goal. So 1 week from today, we will close on selling Honey Lake Resort, which will not only achieve the purpose stated above, but also fulfill my dream of seeing this gorgeous property used exclusively to glorify God's name. 7 years ago, I felt led to make Honey Lake into a beautiful retreat that will be used by believers as a sanctuary, and that is what is happening now. I'm selling it to Celebration Church out of Jacksonville, Florida, 10th largest church in America. They will use it to conduct weddings, spiritual retreats, pastors' conferences, and other events, and most importantly, as a Christian youth retreat focusing primarily on leading young people to the Lord in a setting far different from the dark streets upon which they currently reside. It's taken a long time, and Satan has thrown up unbelievable challenges, including a year's worth of life-threatening health issues for both my wife and I, and the church struggling with funding the project, but the Lord carried us through it. As longtime readers will remember, I've struggled with the stress of it and have been very discouraged on occasion. But though I did whine on occasion, I did keep my faith. I didn't like living through all these challenges, but I knew that it would eventually pass, and when I came out the other side, it would be glorious. Though I'm not quite there yet, the storms didn't sink us, and our boat's pulling into the harbor. It's a very fulfilling feeling, actually. To those of us who remain faithful, we are guaranteed in God's holy word, the Holy Bible, that faith always overcomes evil, and good prevails for those who love the Lord. If you are struggling, then keep the faith and pray. Oh yeah, and be patient, because it might take a while. God is working His plan in every one of our lives. Those who seek His will and are obedient accomplish big things on His behalf. Those who ignore Him or wilt in the hot burning sun don't get to taste the thrill of victory in Jesus. This I have learned throughout my life. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in front of many witnesses. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.